back over to the crowd that is forming. I mean, at this point, I think we can basically say, like, it's full. So there are, and I will just tell you this number, 576 seats total. That is, you know, yes, I can give you an exact number. Now, that's the number of seats there are. That doesn't necessarily mean there aren't chairs around. That doesn't necessarily mean people aren't, like, out in the lobby a little bit if things are getting a little bit too full. You know, but essentially, this place is, like, going at this point. Like, it is a full-on party. And I think...
say it's bussin'? Is that right?
Is that what they say?
No, it's not. It was incorrectly used.
But anyways, you've seen that, you know, Gish has disappeared, along with Bellamy, like Friend said. And Leloyd is just kind of in the other corner across from Ryan. Like, Reinhold's in the far corner. Leloyd's in, like, the corner that is, I guess, below it. I can just say Reinhold's in the top right and Leloyd's in the bottom right, even though that's not how spatially it is. We're looking at a map and that's how it is.
Yep.
So, I imagine at this point, Beatrice is going to start to lead, Argus just kind of like out from the steps, just like fully just, I mean, you know, owner of the place. Not
yeah,
going to try and
next to the stage.
Be stealthy.
Yeah.
Like, comes and goes. You know, y'all were saying, like, where is Argus? And I do think a little bit of time passes before you emerge. People don't really know where Argus is. No one, like, Tiffany, you don't have an answer. Anya, you don't have an answer. The question just hangs there.
Yep. Nice. I mean, mm-hmm. Tiffany immediately turned around and asked the same question of Anya, so... Tiffany definitely doesn't have have an answer to the question.
What do you mean?
Argus, wasn't he with you?
I mean, he...
Hold maybe on, he's with Bellamy.
Maybe.
It's kind of hard to focus through all this, but I'll see if I can... Anya kind of looks at Tiffany, and... Anya's going to use one of her abilities.
This would be a very funny time to walk out of his chest. I know you're not going to, but it would be very funny.
I don't think you can unless you transcended.
Actually, I'll tell you right now, I can. You may extend your special armor. So, yeah, you're right. No, I'd have to transcend. Just do it all at once, one big action. No, perfect pitch. Your voice is polyphonic and eerily beautiful. Can't you hear it, listeners? Your allies can always hear you speak regardless of distance or other interference. When you sing to inspire allies or soothe the troubled hearts of foes, roll plus 1d. I'm not doing that part, but I am going to go, Argus, where are you?
Now, we did establish it's one directional.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes, we sure did.
So you ask, where
Anya
are you?
Anya doesn't realize
and you
that.
Don't get a response.
Yes.
Is this about the time
you
do
hear
this? Yeah. Is this about the time I'm leaving or earlier? Or?
I actually kind of think it's funny if it's like, this is when Beatrice is like leaning over you and like whispering into your ear and you're just like, I don't know if you like tune it out for a moment or you're like a little distracted or whatever.
Sure.
But you still hear it.
Yeah. Well,
and I guess this could also make sense why, you know.
Yeah.
You were going to be led.
Of course. Yeah, and then if anything, he's more than happy to, you know, do the introduction so he can get back to the both of them. But there's still, I don't know, what, a minute, 2 minutes before they reemerge from the side of the stage?
Yeah, just about. I mean, do you say anything else, Danya, or do you just comment to the group? Do others hear you? Like, how does it work? Are you speaking to all of your allies or just Argus?
I'm imagining you can, like walkie-talkie frequencies, you can, like, choose which one's going to hit my ear and not
all
other people's.
All your friends, by dint of being your friends, have receivers, but you have the only transmitter.
Yeah.
The way I view it is, like, that attunement to melodies, to, like, the music of the world, it's, like, speaking to the same frequency as an individual. And so while being able to harmonize with multiple people, you can sort of just pick out that one frequency. So I think she's just speaking to Argus. And they say, buddy, we got to do this thing. Where are you?
Yeah, once again.
I think Ida, while that's going on, Ida turns to you, Tiffany, as like, maybe now isn't the best time, but also maybe it is. Would it be?
Tiffany is staring expectantly right at Ida.
Yeah. Ida tries to meet your gaze, blushes, looks down. I was always a little nervous whenever we were at department parties. but now we're not. We're here. Anyway, would you like to dance?
Oh, yes. Yes. I don't know if I'm any good, but yes.
I'll lead.
Sounds good.
Do you want to make a roll for this? Again, I'm not going to like punish you or anything.
I don't know if you want to do that. I don't know if you want to do that.
Roll to bust a move.
What would I be rolling?
Roll for crumping.
This would 100% be a flow. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'll roll.
Do you want to like spend anything?
Roll?
Poison promise.
Poison promise.
I think it's controlled.
Control.
I think it's controlled because, what I am doing is Beatrice is about to see you.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So this is,
and like you're making an impression.
Yeah. So controlled, limited, controlled standard.
Controlled standard.
All right. I mean, Tiffany doesn't know that this is going to matter. So, I mean, I suppose, I might push myself, actually.
All right. Take two stress.
Yeah. And then I will immediately clear it by spending a link with Argus.
Okay.
Hey, Argus, how about you clear two stress, too, while you're at it?
Yes, thank you very much.
Because, Anya, you're doing okay for stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, I am in front of a whole bunch of people, and I am going to, in a little while, apparently go up unprompted onto a stage and, like, crash a speech. So, you know, maybe making a good impression now does matter, actually.
And remember, people are noticing you. That was the first hurdle, is, like, you have people's attention already.
Yeah, so it's time to push yourself here, I think. Hell yes, that's a six.
Six and a five, so close to another crit.
That's fine. I don't need a second crit in a row. You know, like that would be greedy. I'll take a six.
I will take a six.
I think like the music starts to get upbeat a little bit, or like I think it swells, not like faster tempo, but essentially what would be like a waltz. And so, like, it's very, like, I want to say, like, grand, like, voluminous in sound. And, you know, maybe that's very overwhelming to some people, like Anya and Mads. But, like, this, I mean, this is, like, way more fancy, way more money than what you're used to. Like, there might be, like, I don't know what they would use at department parties, maybe like a gramophone. Like, we don't really have recorded MP3s and whatnot, but there might be like a little band. There might be people playing music. Like, you know, they hired the student who has a little band to come play some guitar and, you know, do a little dance. This is not an orchestra, but it fully is. It's an amazing band. And so you are just sweeping across the dance floor, and like, you are being a good follow in terms of like following Ida's lead. I think Ida, I don't know if you ever saw Ida dance at department parties or whatnot.
I think it's safe to say Tiffany was looking at Ida most chances she got.
Yeah. I don't know if Ida ever led the dances, but Ida's doing a fantastic job right now. Like, I think just picked up on, like, you know, what people were doing. There is an analytical mind to Ida of just, like, picking apart and, like, a movement in it, a gracefulness that, like, maybe wasn't clear, like, you know, almost an inhumane gracefulness. At this point, there is, like, almost a sense of like, oh, she grew up learning this for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this ever has crossed your mind, but like, she knows how to dance. Mm-hmm. In terms of what that means, maybe you're left wondering, but yeah, you make your way across the dance floor. People are making way for you. Like, people are dancing. Like, it's not like people aren't doing partnered dances here, but there is something about the way that you're moving that people are making way, and you are the center of attention as Argus, you and Beatrice come out and see this happening.
Well, if my gay little heart cannot get enough.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I'm such a lesbian. Oh, wow, this is good.
So you are dancing for like, I imagine it's like a 3.5 minute, 4 minute song.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, I don't know if you're aware that people had stopped and been watching you, but you stop and people start clapping.
I think Tiffany spent the entire dance just smiling at Ida.
Yeah.
No! Yeah. And when this happens, she looks slightly bashful, but she's not shrinking away from it. So she'll be smiling and nodding, and will quietly say under her breath so that only Ida can hear, "Oh, good, I did remember.
You did great.
You were amazing."
I don't think she says anything to that. I think she just kisses your cheek in front of everybody. And there's like a boldness to Ida that is like coming out that I don't think she ever wasn't bold, but I don't know if it was ever directed towards you.
I mean, if Tiffany could have been smiling bigger, she now is.
Great.
This is
Beatrice.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. For her.
Beatrice,
like,
leans over to
so
you,
happy.
Argus, and is like, "Huh, is that your friend?" Pointing at Ida, actually.
But in the green, he takes a second. He's like, so once again, like every time he sees just how graceful and like in the elements Tiffany is, he has just another like moment of doubt, like. Like, how can this be? How could this be bad? You know?
Yeah. How could this possibly be bad?
He has this, like, very sad thought, too, that's just like, you know, if I didn't know what I know, I would be so happy right now.
Oh.
And he's just staring
Tiffany,
at them.
That's heartbreaking.
He doesn't answer right having away. This thought.
Yeah.
Tiffany is going to follow Ida back and just, like, give her a proper kiss in front of everyone.
Oh, God. Come on. Come on. Come on. And so, yes, he says, he's quiet for a moment. Like, Beatrice.
No, it's Beatrice. Yeah, it's Beatrice. I was fucking
it's
up.
Okay.
You got it. You could also just say V. They're both V.
Perfect. He's quiet for a second and then just goes, in the green dress.
She's impressive.
You have no idea.
Certainly has everyone's eyes, like you did.
Thank you. I guess he's just distant for a bit, you know. He'll start walking towards one to Anya because Anya's been like texting him psychically for a bit, so
yep.
Is gonna walk towards them. Gently the hand on the back of Beatrice's arm to kind of like, you know,
ooh,
be like she's with me type thing, you know, walking towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She like not only lets you, she's like intentionally holding herself in a way that's like, ah, there we go. You're taking a little bit of lead. She sees that you're trying, and lean like, you know, stands closer to you, et cetera, et cetera. Very much like the two of you are walking up. People have started dancing again. I think like after that waltz, it's like an upbeat, like fast tempo, like a jive or something like that. You know, people have started to dance. So you're off the dance floor now, or like, where are you meeting? Are we back over near the dance floor? Where are we? I'm dying. Sorry, can we just get that read out loud?
Can we just pause?
Sorry, Rally, can you read this?
It doesn't make sense.
Sorry.
This is no good. It's a stupid inside joke. It's gotta go.
Top?
Uh-huh.
Or as you say, as you the listener might know it, north. To which I asked, is Argos a top?
Yeah.
Cam?
Yes, a while ago when you're talking about the location of Reinhold and Lloyd, there was a top, or as you, the listener, might know it, north. And then later, we had asking, is Argos a top? So which I had to say, or a north, if you will. It's stupid, but I couldn't help it.
It's perfect. Yes.
I love it.
This is
Thank
why we're
you.
Here. This is the whole job.
This will not make it into the cut, and it shouldn't, because it
no,
will not make
sense.
No, this
fully will.
No, but uh-huh. Claire, it was a type.
It makes sense.
It was typed. This whole thing about top and north was typed out. It was never said out loud. You just kept saying top, left, right, you know. Anyways.
It will not translate, unfortunately.
No.
But
no,
I had a lot of fun us. Making the joke.
Rally, you, I see. I missed that you literally said.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no,
what,
yeah.
I'm
just always bullshitting
in
chat.
Thank you. And I appreciate your bullshit. I'm just going to move y'all over there, I think, you know, if Argus doesn't wave you over. And like, Anya, feel free to join them. I think, Anya, it is you, Mads, and Frin at this point, just the three of you. I don't know how you've been feeling. I think, like, you've been calling to Argus. Argus came out. Are you gonna go meet up?
Yeah. Anya grabs both of their hands and drags them towards Argus.
Great. You're all together. It is the three of you, Ida, Frin, Mads, and Beatrice. As Beatrice approaches, she leans over to you, Argus, and says, quite the party you've gathered.
Sorry.
Pats you on the back and just like goes to Tiffany while you're composing yourself.
It's not even that. I just don't know what to say. It's like, yes, I have gathered this party. Or no. I have not gathered these people. We all came together, but it was not my idea.
That's the same response. She pats you all on the back and walks over to Tiffany and extends her hand and says, Beatrice Nine.
Tiffany will take her hand in both of her own and shake it warmly. Tiffany Aramis.
You move quite well, as does your partner. Ida blushes and
yes, she's very talented.
Ida's on your arm, like at the like she moves forward towards you and is like kind of just like holding your arm as you're having this conversation.
Tiffany looks and Beatrice, quite happy.
I was told that you are wishing to speak.
Oh, yes. I was invited here, I thought, with the expectation of me being one of the people giving a speech. So I did prepare one. Seems to have been a bit of a mix-up in that regard.
I suppose there's been a misunderstanding. I thought you came with Argus. Who were you invited by?
Well, I did come with Argus, but I was invited by Bellamy.
Her face falls. Oh.
Is that a problem?
Where is Bellamy?
That's a fair question.
You don't know?
No. Off. Elsewhere. Doing something.
Is that
my
bad?
Association with Bellamy is somewhat limited.
Understandable. Either way, Argus here has vouched for you. Why should you speak?
Well, there is a great deal that needs to be said that I expect won't be.
And why do you expect this? Do you know who you're up against?
Not precisely, but...
You're making assumptions of your opponents, then, before you even know.
Well, I've written three or four different versions of the speech, depending on what is said. So...
Very prepared.
Not so much expectations or assumptions, it's just, well, much is often missed out on in these sorts of functions. Many important things, especially pertaining to the those of us with the least.
Well, it never hurts to add some competition. If your words are as good as your moves on the dance floor, then maybe you could sway the room again.
I shall certainly do my best.
Now, let's say, theoretically, you win.
Hmm?
Let's say, theoretically, you are not only a winner, but you are given power.
Right, yes.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, I would do my best to make sure that everyone has a place.
And how are you going to do that?
Well, it depends a lot on the nature and the degree of power that I possess, doesn't it? If I'm one of many with some modicum of authority, then it'll be a matter of negotiation, collaboration.
Do you plan to appoint people?
If I would be in a position to do so, but that sort of unilateral power would be premature, surely.
Argus, I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Tiffany, was it?
Yes. Tiffany Aramis.
Miss Aramis, the kind of power that is up for grabs tonight is not one that anyone should have.
I think she gets really close to you, and like this is like not like no one besides you, maybe Ida, can hear this. Like, because it's so, like, there is a whole room, and it's loud, but she's making sure no one can hear this.
No one should have this kind of power. And it's not a matter of if it will be willed. It's who will wield it.
Hmm. Right.
And it's a matter of what can be done to destroy that power. Do you understand?
I believe so. Where I come from, rigid structures of power hierarchies are essentially unheard of. The way things are done in these cities has always been a bit strange.
Are you also lowering your voice? Or are you just saying this?
Oh, slight, maybe like very slightly less quiet, loudly enough that Ida probably can hear it, but still quite quiet.
Beatrice, like, backs away from you and, like, grabs Ronu of your shoulders and laughs as if you've said a joke and is like, I think you will do wonderfully, dear.
Thank you.
Please enjoy the party.
I have
Now, where has V gone? Would you like to come with me, Argus? I need to go find a mutual acquaintance of ours.
I'm guessing that's Bellamy. Do you need assistance with this mutual acquaintance? And he tries to flex again.
She just like picks up one of your hands and is like, I've seen what these can do. It wouldn't hurt. And after all, maybe you can get another chance to show me.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll come along.
Argus, we... Hey, buddy, hey, look at me. Hey, we came here to do some stuff,
What did you come here for? Sorry, what is your name?
This is Anya,
I'm Anya.
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you, Anya.
Listen, it's... Yeah, nice to meet you too, I guess.
What have you come here to do?
We came here to support Tiffany.
I know what Tiffany came here for. Oh, then you are good to do that here. And I could borrow Argus only for a little bit. We'll be back in time for the speech.
I think Anya has grabbed Argus by the wrist and at that grip tightens just a little bit and looks at Argus. I mean, we... Are you sure about that, Argus? And Anya looks at Fryn.
Are you sure about that, Argus? Is that what you wanted me to say?
Wow.
I think Beatrice turns to you and says, I'm sorry. I do not want to cause friction between friends. I will leave you be. And if you wish to find me, I think she gives you a little card. It's just like a little, it's not like a, like an electronic card. It's just like a pass. Like you just have like a thing that says like VIP. She gives it to you and says, you have free reign of the place. Please do not make me regret this.
Maybe I'll see you later on the ballroom floor. Until then.
Looking forward to it. She winks and she is going to walk out the front door.
As she leaves, Tiffany's just going to quietly, almost to herself, go, Pastel Goth Socialite Anarchist.
Wait, what? Tiff, what did she say to you?
She had thoughts about power.
God, don't they all?
Yeah, she wasn't a fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I had her wrong.
Friend says, what kind of power? Like, electric or...
Social.
Oh, yes. Also, electric is not like y'all have... I mean, you do have electricity because you have radios, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I guess that makes sense.
Electrostatic.
Even if Fryn is talking about a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even if it was a little turbines? Different, Tiffany spent enough time with Gish in the tree that
yeah.
She probably
you know
would
how
know.
To answer.
Yeah.
Anyways, Fryn says, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Yep. Mm-hmm. I knew. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Are people opposed to electric power? I guess some people probably are.
Mad says, I think you broke him.
Hmm?
Fryn is just like, no, not opposed to electric power. It's just, you know, I just didn't think I wasn't sure what you're talking about. And then you were, anyways, Anya,
did
do
I
you
say
wanna
something
dance?
Wrong? Oh, you should do that.
Didn't we come here for
a mission? Right. Yes. Sorry.
I mean, I don't get me wrong. I do, but just, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The mission is to be social, Anya. We're here to make connections.
Anya looks at Fred confused, and then looks at Argus and Tiffany and Ida and at Mads, and then back at Fred and back at Argus. Like,
Mads is not meeting your gaze.
Yeah.
Hey, Anya, could I have a word for a second?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll be right back. This place seems to be really bothering you. You had a specific reason to be here, right?
Yeah, we came to help Gish and Frin, and I mean, I came to support you too, but
it's okay. This is clearly not where you want to be. Do you want to? Maybe you and Frin could go and try and find Bellamy and Gish and help with that, and then you can get out of here early.
But what about you and Argus?
I mean, we love having you here, but we don't want you to hurt yourself to do it. You're our friend. And if there's anything I can do to help you before I have to get up on that stage and apparently give an announced now, that'll be good, but a speech. Just please let me know. I'm here to help too, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be okay. I'll check with Frin and figure out what. Yeah, no, it's just there's a lot of noise. It's making it hard to think straight.
Of course. Do you want to dance with them?
With who?
Well, either of them, really. Looking at Mads and Frin.
Oh. It's a little different than back at home, but yeah, I guess.
Then go for it. Show these people how we dance on the roads.
Okay. I guess I'll take the lead there and follow your lead when you're up on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be strange. But hopefully it'll go well. I need to actually look through some documents and then edit my speech.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it feels like, I don't know, 50 pages maybe?
Damn.
That's fun.
Sure it is.
That was mildly sarcastic, Anya.
I'm going to be honest, babe. It's hard to tell. You Academy folks. Anyways.
I think it's just me, actually.
Well, yeah. It is just you. Okay, Tiffy. You You need anything, you let me know, okay?
Of course.
Anything.
But you know that that goes both ways, right?
Anya takes Tiffany's hands in their hands and looks at Tiffany in the eyes and says, I know. I know.
Tiffany gives Anya a big hug. Just a big, tight hug.
Anya hugs back just as tight.
We got this. We got this.
Me too.
And she'll head back over to everyone else.
Great. Meanwhile, Argus, being left alone with Mads, Frin, and Ida, I don't know how you're feeling, but I think Mads, as soon as they're out of earshot, just looks at Frin and is like, so, like, do you like Anya or something? And Frin says, Anya's cool. Anya's nice. Anya's great. Ida says, Mads, don't tease him. It's fine if he does, isn't it? And Mads says, whatever. It's fine. I don't care. And Ida
Mads
says,
oh no, go ahead.
Oh. Argus?
So I was just gonna say, or he'll just scoff at that, at Mads saying I don't care, but
what? What's your problem?
Sounds like you care, Mads.
Maybe you care. What does that mean, Mads?
I do care.
Yeah, see, Argus cares. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about, Mads. We're talking about you. Why are you talking about me? Stop talking about me. Frin interjects, being like, it's okay, it's fine, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cause trouble. I can go. And Ida says, no, this is not about you, this is about Mads. What's wrong, Mads? Nothing.
Great, well, nothing's wrong. How about that?
Wow!
Does anyone want to know what I got up to?
What did you get up to, Argus? Yeah, you seem to have like a new girlfriend or something. What was that?
Yeah, how long until she puts the collar on him?
You're not there.
Oh my god.
It's a good thing, too.
Yeah.
What did you say? Oh, is she your girlfriend or something? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Mads says,
looks like you got a
new
girlfriend.
What, is she your girlfriend or something? And Ida says, oh, so it's okay to talk about Argus's love life, but you clam up when it's yours.
I should be so lucky. Back to me. The V's seem, there's more to them than just socialite. And I'm hoping I can befriend. Well, I've befriended one of them.
How did you meet them?
I was approached when I was walking through the city. I seem to have drawn some attention to myself since right before the storm happened. And it doesn't matter. I think they would be sympathetic to us, and I just have a good feeling, and we need all the connections we can get.
Well, if you have a good feeling, Mads rolls their eyes. Anita says, shut up, Mads. I trust you, Argus. Frin is very uncomfortable. I don't think you've ever seen Ida so authoritative. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much time you've spent with Ida and Mads.
Yeah.
I don't, this particular group. I think as y'all are coming back, like as you're walking over, Ida just turns to Mads and says, you need to tell Anya how you feel. Okay? It's going to be scary, but you need to do it. Mads says, what do I feel? I don't feel anything.
Can Tiffany walk up at that, like having heard the comment Ida made?
Uh-huh.
Because I just wanted to say, oh yeah, definitely.
What?
Your, massive crush on Anya?
Mads turns bright red
and tries to say something, sputters three times, looks at Anya, looks at Frin, looks at Ida, looks at Anya, blushing, looks at Tiffany. What? No. And walks away.
Oh, I did it again.
I think as Mads is turning to walk away, Anya reaches them and grabs both Frin and Mads' hands and leads them onto the dance floor.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's the three of you on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to give me a flow check for a different kind of dance. I want you to do it with minus one because Frin is there and doesn't know any fucking dances of this world.
Okay.
I don't think Mads gives you a plus or minus. I just think Frin, like, if you are going to try and coordinate dancing with Frin, it is a minus one because you're essentially teaching Frin as you're dancing.
Uh-huh. Position.
Controlled, standard. That's a three.
Uh-huh.
People start looking at you, much like they were looking at, well, not quite like how they were looking at Tiffany and Ida. Y'all are taking up space on the dance floor. I don't know if Mads cares. In this moment, I don't know how. I think Frin is awkward, but like, is kind of just following your lead.
Yeah, I think Anya doesn't give two shits. It's all just fun with people that, yeah.
Yeah, so y'all are dancing. I think you hear laughing in like over near the stage. You look over and the older two in the family, which are Leanne and Leol, I don't know if you know their names yet, but you're looking at the thing in front of you. It's those two who are like very openly like laughing and like body pointed at you, and Leanne, who is the daughter, is like looking embarrassed and looking down at her feet, and Aaron's actually walking off at this point.
You're saying I see that?
Yeah, they're not hiding it.
Yeah, I think Anya just laughs at them back, like, you petty bitches. Okay, yeah. Look at you. Like, no, you're not going to rain on my goddamn parade.
I think at this point, is there anything else that people want to do before we get to speeches?
Mm-hmm. No. I don't want to do the thing I wanted to do. Let's just get to the speeches. I'm kind of, I want to keep the, I think we're in a good momentum.
Yeah. Okay.
And it doesn't sound like I'm really going to miss out on anything too big. So I think I want to keep moving.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Before we get to the speeches, I would like to look through the papers that I got somewhere quiet.
That makes sense.
Figure out what's in them.
Great. Where are you going?
I will ask Argus, hey, is there a somewhere quiet I can quickly go?
I certainly know a place. I'll take her there.
All right. Are you taking the taking Tiffany to the actor's room?
Yeah, like the first room. The first room with the couch and the mirrors.
First room.
Yeah.
Great. All right, I will let the two of you move yourselves over there.
Will Ida come with me, or will she stay at the party? It's entirely up to her.
Do you want... Oh, Ida will come with you then.
Okay. That's helpful, because it means I can get her to look through some of the papers too, and that'll speed things up.
Yes, that probably makes sense how you do it in that amount of time. Here's the thing. I mean, it's the same as before. It's the maximalist room. There's nice couches. There's probably a table. People come here to like eat a meal real quick between acts or something, if it's a play or whatever. How are you going about this?
I am looking through all of the sheets. Probably give half to Edith. Is it all one continuous document, or is it several related documents?
Definitely several related documents.
Yeah, there's so then like, I'll split them in basically in half, and I'm just looking through, scanning through, you know, reading kind of the top of each document to see what the gist of it is, if there are any figures and graphs, looking at those and trying to get context from the surrounding area. Like, you know, when you need to get through an academic paper really quickly and get the gist.
You skim,
And you read you read the abstract, you read the conclusion, you look at the graphs.
Yeah.
You maybe get through the methods really quick, but, you know, that's what she's doing.
Yeah, they're not academic papers, to be clear.
No.
But I understand what you're saying.
Having not had official reports on resources in front of me as a person, but having had
you are pulling
to get
from what
through
you know,
academic
yeah.
papers quickly, that's what I have.
Yeah.
So, this sounds like I know you want it to be an analyze, but it almost seems like a perceive if you're just glancing at things quickly.
I'm fine with either of those because I have two in
both
of them.
That's true. You have two in perceive. I do think it's perceive.
That's fine by
me.
You're
going to get a plus one from Ida anyways.
Hell yes.
And Argus, are you helping?
Well, I could help. Well, let me just...
You could say you're like helping by spending a link.
I see. Can I tell you what a special ability I just got, though? Which might...
You could, yes. What is your special ability?
Okay. Maybe this is ill. This is a bad idea, but I feel like these are important papers. Anyways. I picked a new special ability after leveling up called Saw It Coming. You can expend your special armor to resist any consequence related to surprise or misfortune. Sorry, this is listed weird. That's one option. Or to be in two places at once. Or... perform some similar feat of time manipulation. Would you consider if I spent my armor to give Tiffany more time to
that
look through
to
all this stuff? No, this is a special
ability. Yeah, and also it's about
in my
consequences.
Well, no, that's
well,
here's
that was
the thing.
First one. It did say later.
Yes. So well, I mean,
okay,
so the
I'm
first...
pulling this up in the book now.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually. I'll throw it into the chat thing.
Oh, there we go.
It's just really poorly. Like, because it's like an or. Like, it's not just about consequences. Like, that's the first option. And again, you can totally just say no and be like, just spend a link instead. And I'd be happy to do that. This is just something, like, I was thinking about.
Yeah, I think the thing is, like, don't you only have special armor if you're transcended?
That makes
sense.
But it
isn't a transcendent ability, which means you have access to it when you aren't transcended.
Exactly. Thank you. Kim.
Right.
That's why I'm like, that is, I have it.
Yep.
It just means I can't use
it.
It
says when you perform a feat of time manipulation with this ability, discuss your idea with the director. Work with him to keep it in line with the tone of the story and the overall power and impact of the example being in two places at one time.
Which means Anya could do the, it was inseparable, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Anya, was that what is that thing you were talking about? Is it in your like main block of abilities? Ah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. But I wasn't going to use it anyways.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know then. So yeah, you can expend your special armor. I realize your armor is what you have when you're transcended. Special armor is different.
Right.
So yes.
Where is it listed?
You can,
it's under harm.
You can
I
spend your special armor.
Okay.
What would you like to do? Explain what you are doing.
Okay. Well, okay. I want to make like a bubble of slowed time that allows for Tiffany to really get into these documents and glean from it something. Pretty much, I want to increase the effect of this if possible, mechanically speaking.
That makes sense.
Yeah, just to like by giving, I want to give Tiffany time to really understand and like digest this information, and hopefully it'll inform and like inform a better speech or something. Yeah. Or find
it.
Find
I do think it would have
info.
Been a limited effect because you are, as you were saying, skimming. You don't have to skim now. You can just read them.
Awesome. Yeah. I think what Tiffany's going to be doing is she's going to be like with an ear to when the speeches are starting. Going to be like, so she'll skim initially and then go, I guess we have more time, and then keep reading. Unless Argus is like, by the way, I'm slowing time for you.
Argus will say, Tiffany will be like, oh, but I gotta keep an ear out. And Argus say, I'll keep an ear out. You have all the time you need. And then I think just for a little effect, like all the bustle of sound outside,
you know, like the clinking of glasses, like, you know, I'm imagining there's people going around with glasses of drinks and people talking, shouting, mm-hmm. laughing. It all slows down. It all becomes like a deeper, slower frequency. But the door is closed and he just stands by the door and says, you have all the time you need.
I don't know how much time manipulation you've done in front of Tiffany.
I think none.
You've transcended, but I don't... Yeah, you've transcended in front of Tiffany, but you haven't done time manipulation specifically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You don't have time to think about this, though.
You don't have time to think about this. You're doing your document.
Tiffany takes 4 seconds, during which she just stares at Argus with this impressed expression of like, oh. And then gets to work.
Thank you.
Yet another person you know who is dealing with time stuff. Interesting. Time to get to work.
Yeah, basically just, well, I don't have time to unpack all that. Okay.
So this is going to be a standard effect. So this is going to be a...
position...
I guess controlled. Yeah, controlled, standard, and a plus one...
plus one bonus.
With Ida.
Yeah, yeah.
A plus one Ida. That's two whole Idas.
Wow.
I know, Tiffany's in paradise. I will push myself. I'm flying close to the sun on this one, but if I can get a crit, that would be massive. So,
it really was.
So this is, you're rolling with four dice?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. That's a crit!
Yeah!
That's a crit! That's a crit with the six, the second six being on the fourth die. So that was so worth it.
Yeah.
So you got a 5, a 6, a 1, and a 6.
Yup.
Wow. Okay.
That's
so...
a crit, baby.
Oh,
hell yes.
Yes. Worth it.
So I was treating this like a gather information. God, let me read gather information for a second. Yep. I don't know what happens on a crit.
Improved effect, additional questions or volunteered information. Yeah.
So can we double the effect?
On a critical success, you gain improved effect level, additional questions, or some volunteered information at the director's discretion. Okay, all right. What are your questions?
So to start with, I get at least 2 questions and a follow-up.
At least.
Yeah.
Additional, like, at this point, just ask questions. I mean, start with whatever's on your sheet and then ask follow-ups. I'll let you do a number of follow-ups until it feels, you know, this is a crit.
Yeah.
Let's start somewhere and
then
go. Yeah,
so with the 2 questions on my sheet, my first one is, what is most dangerous here?
What is most dangerous here? Fascinating. And you're only discerning information from...
I am looking through the sheets and also putting it together with what I already know about the situation in Finzon.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out how you figure this out.
Yeah.
There are a couple things that it could be. I'm going to give you both, obviously, because you crit.
Hell yeah.
I think one is that there's like plans. Like Aaron has plans for what he is going to do once he is in power. I mean, it's no different than any like rich authoritarian crackdown on quote-unquote, I mean, this isn't in quotes, it's crackdown on crime, officially declare the Greys as a terrorist group, arrest anyone with involvement, expand reach, like there's things about like trying to extort the capital for various funds and then like using a power play to then declare. It's not laid out as obvious, but I'm giving you this is like he wants to be in charge. He wants to not only be in charge of Finzon, he wants to essentially be the next Archibald, but like do it quote unquote diplomatically.
Right.
The other thing you find, and I think, you know, you asked me what is the most dangerous here. I think you already kind of knew that first one.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
Here's what you didn't know. In those documents, for whatever reason, he has meteorological data. He is not a meteorologist. He would never be able to discern what this data meant. Maybe he was paying people to try, but like, and in fact, there probably was like
payment, like there's record of payment. People are saying it's anomalies that are not unexpected given the storms that went on. This is recent data. Mm-hmm. The thing that you notice, because you are you and Ida is there to confirm with you, it doesn't look like the storm went away. What it looks like is that the storm moved, just not in physical space. The other thing you notice is that it looks like there are weird spikes in energy that have been going on. You know, again, you got a crit, I'll give you this. There are spikes of energy that are creating a path to Finzon. There's like a path from Orn. So Orn is near Lake Alabreve, which is southwest of the capital Terrenial Major. Small town between Terrenial Major and Complifolia, which is on like more of the southwest continent. There is an entire desert between Orn and Finzon. Mm-hmm. It is the Reflectus Desert. The Relectus Desert. However he got this data, there seems to be some money exchanging hands. This is stuff that you would never be able to get just by like equipment just from Finzon.
Right.
But what it looks like is that something is moving and it wasn't here when the storm was happening. And it started moving when the storm, it started moving months, I guess, before the storm, because it took you 3 months to get here. So probably around the same time as you, because now you've spent even more time. But the thing is, it's not the storm, because it was still moving 2 weeks ago. It wasn't here yet.
Is it here now?
It's definitely, like, if it's not here now, it's gonna get here very soon.
And what is it?
Is that your follow-up question, I guess?
Oh, sure. That'll be a follow-up question, yeah.
You recognize these patterns. You go off of a gut instinct. This is the same kind of fluctuation that has happened every time you've seen Anya and Argus or Ida transcend. When Ida transcended, when you went into the deep, there was a large amount of energy. Like, it was exponentially larger. This looks around the same as Ida, or sorry, around the same as Argus and Anya.
Okay.
And it keeps happening.
So it looks like someone who is capable of transcending has been transcending often as they made their way to Finzon.
Yes.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And is it...
I would say the... most dangerous is an unknown transcended person with powers you are not aware of.
Yeah, that does seem dangerous, potentially. Yeah. Okay. That's very big. Okay, question number two. Who here is strong or vulnerable?
Argus certainly is strong. Ida's definitely strong. You know you have... like social power that's gaining. What do you mean? Like, in what kind of strength? You know, I'll just give that as a free follow-up question, because again, crit.
To clarify, when I'm saying strong or vulnerable, this in particular is in the context of the documents that I have. So who here is economically or socially strong or vulnerable?
Here's the thing, is like Aaron is running out of money.
Okay.
You know for a fact that like you see the accounts, you see that like there is a plan to raise taxes that's going to become like this is part of it of like, I mean, not only raise taxes, but like, I guess recreate taxes, like provide an income to people and then tax them. Basically bring it back to where it was with the precincts.
Right.
Which Archibald was getting there, but there were some fundamental differences, and it was still closer to a barter-based system.
even if there was a standardized, I mean, it wasn't a barter-based system, there was capital, but it was definitely closer than what the precincts were. Aaron wants to be the next, like, and is going to do whatever it takes, but, like, wants this so badly because he's going bankrupt. You see that the Hexine family are very well positioned. You see that they have a lot of resources. I think this is because Aaron, you know, had spies or whatever. Like, there's infighting.
Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like Aaron is shrewder, but also less strong in his resource positioning, whereas the Hexines are perhaps more socially vulnerable but more economically solid. Okay. One other question, if I may. Since this is literally the thing I looked at these to try and find out, what's the situation with regards to food and other, you know, useful resources in terms of supplies and stockpiles in Fainzon?
You see that it's running low. You see that it has been Aaron, and so it has been largely Aaron, the Lestrons and the Hexines. Like, there are multiple houses, but it's really a, like, these two houses have been vying in a way. And the Hexines have been kind of the biggest pain, in a way where, like, they've made deals where now they, as I told you, have more resources, have more food, have more stuff. But it's still limited. And the way it's moving is, like, they have a really strong platform of saying, we will take care of you.
Right.
Because they actually have the resources to be able to do that, at least for a few months.
Right. I can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can work with that.
Good. I'll give you one more piece of information, just Beautiful. Going back to your first question. Because here's the other thing. Maybe Ida points this out later. The spikes that you were seeing are not in physical, like, they're in physical space. There's physical coordinates, but they're not in physical space. You maybe don't know this, but Argos would, like Argos had an sort of a pocket dimension that was created to move items. You didn't see that. Maybe Argos told you about it. It's a theoretical idea of, like, oh, something, like, it doesn't necessarily make sense, but, I mean, does how much of this makes sense, logically?
It makes its own kind of sense.
The perfect Tiffany response. Any other questions, follow-ups? I feel like I've tried to give you a bunch of information.
Oh, that was huge. I can do so much with that.
Good. So you finish up your research, and how does it go? I think Ida's like, so are you feeling ready?
Yeah. I just need to touch up a couple of details, put in some of this new information, and not put in all of it because that will cause panic. But we're good. Yeah.
How's Argus doing?
He's probably just, I don't know, staring into space. I mean, what, is Tiffany, like, saying any of this out loud?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, are you discussing it with Ida?
Yeah, she's discussing it with Ida at the very least, and will probably also be telling you in, you know, whatever terms, like,
in layman versus technical speak.
Yeah, like, there will be a whole, especially about the meteorological reports, there's going to be a whole lot of jargon.
I like to think that he's not getting everything, you know, like, he's just kind of...
Tiffany tries to put it in terms that are more comprehensible to you, but it's very much, like, you know when you talk to an expert and they just overestimate the amount of knowledge a layperson has?
Yes. Every day.
Definitely happening.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, he doesn't really want to slow down, like, what you're doing. So he's just like, okay,
you know, keep going. Like, you know, he just lets you keep talking and talking to Ida mostly. And he's probably just distracted. He's thinking about the V's. He's thinking about Anya. I think I'm just going to plant one thing that I'm definitely have to change my promise with Anya. Just because it's feeling like we need to shift that a bit. So yeah, that's what's going on with Argus.
Anya, you know, you're laughing in response to the hexine parents laughing at you. And I think you see Mads leave. Mads just walks away. Is gonna go out the front door. Or not the front door, but like the door that y'all came out of into the lobby.
Mads, where? I should probably go. I should probably go see what's going on.
Should I come with you? Or should I stay here?
I'll be right back. I think maybe.
Yeah.
They can just get a little bit prickly with new people.
Sure, yeah, of course.
But Anya grabs both of Friend's hands and, like, I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, yep.
Okay, and Anya runs off after Mads.
As you are leaving, you hear the voice of Vian get on stage and say, "All right, everyone, it's time for the speeches. I'm going to shut up."